This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's unemployment rate fell again last month. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
It's down to 3.4%, dropping a tenth of a percentage point from the month before. That's the lowest it's been since before the pandemic in February 2020, when it was 2.8%. Colorado's unemployment rate is better than the national average, which sits at 3.6%, and has been unchanged for the last 3 months. More than 3.1 million people are employed in Colorado, and 11,000 jobs were added in June. The leisure and hospitality sector added the most jobs last month. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A key member of the Biden administration was in Metro Denver yesterday talking about the president's strategy to combat addiction and the drug overdose crisis. Dr. Rahul Gupta heads the White House Drug Control Policy. He told county leaders that one goal is to have universal access to treatment by 2025.
It's an ambitious but doable goal, and we want to make sure that communities have the resources to get there.
Gupta also urged community leaders to stock up on overdose reversal medications like naloxone. Biden's budget increased funding for addiction treatment and the opioid epidemic. And severe drought now covers about 40% of Colorado, and that's up 10% from previous data. Counties like Denver, Arapahoe, and Adams are in severe drought, but the driest areas are in the northeast and southwest corners. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.